This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Knox County farmer says although managing the cost of inputs continues to be tough, he enjoys the life he has on the farm. Wiley Brown says they have a diversified operation.
We run about 80 cows, cow-calf operation. We do about 300 acres of corn, about 300 acres of beans, about a couple hundred acres of straw and wheat, hay.
Brown says they produce hay for their farm and other operations.
We bale about 400 or 500 bales, round bales, for our own use and to sell too. And then we sell about 6,000-7,000 bales of square bale hay. And that's about the extent of our farming. Things are what we produce and what we sell here.
He's been on the farm where he lived for about 40 years.
Where I live here is about 400 acres, and we lease about 700 or 800 acres, I guess. We have about 200 acres of government land. The Eastern Kentucky Training Site, that's National Guard Training Center up here, I lease about 200 acres of hay and row crop from them, about 100 acres of row crop, about 100 and some acres of hay.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals today.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Knox County farmer Wiley Brown says balancing the cost of inputs and the price received for crops is always a challenge.
Your beans and corn and hay goes down, and you fertilize and stuff, they holler this, that, and the other, and your stuff it takes to grow, and your chemicals, well, they never seem like never decrease them any, and so it's a struggle.
He adds farming is where he finds his joy.
Going out and seeing my crops growing and my looking at my cattle and things, you know, I just enjoy all that. And some people thought, well, I'm going to go fishing. Well, I go look at my cattle or my crops, you know.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.